the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Joining us for Tech Thursday, Andy O'Donoghue. Andy, are so-called smart glasses suddenly becoming popular?
I think, Matt, they are entering the mainstream very quickly. I mean, we've had smart glasses of in kind of different guises or variations over the years. Some of your listeners will remember Google Glass didn't really succeed, maybe because they looked a little bit weird, maybe because we weren't ready for them. However,
sorry, Andy, I remember being made to use them once at an awards ceremony that I was hosting. So it was basically, you know, reading from the top right hand corner of the eyeglass what would have been an auto cue if it had been about 30 feet away from me. And it was fiddly and it was hopeless and it was useless. What's changed with them?
A couple of things have changed. First of all, Meta got into the business, Matt, and have produced really nice looking smart glasses, but also useful smart glasses. One of the things we need to think of, though, of about the Meta glasses is they are for taking video. Not so far until, well, we have a new announcement from Meta today, but it's really about kind of using some of the features and functionality of your social media life. So you can capture video, share it on Facebook, you can make calls, you can listen to music. 2023, they launched these Ray-Ban glasses, and they're really, really nice. And
do you think so? I'm looking at a picture of Mark Zuckerberg wearing one, and he looks like Austin Powers.
Ha, well, there are a number of different models. They've sold, I think they announced that they've sold over 2 million pairs since their launch in late 2023. And that's impressive enough, Matt, for what was kind of a niche device. And you talk about the looks of them. Anyone familiar with the Ray-Ban range, the Wayfarer sunglasses, famous, I think, from Top Gun or maybe other movies over the years. They have a number of different types. They all cost, the Meta glasses cost about €400. But they also have a partnership because made by the same company, the Oakley glasses. And these are kind of specifically designed for sports people, a bit more expensive at €550. But Matt, I suppose, are people starting to use them? Yes, they are.
Yeah, but hold on. What do these things do other than taking videos for you that you then presumably stream under a different handheld device?
Yeah, well, okay, and so when you were trying out the Google Glass, if it hadn't been fiddly, if it had been useful, and you were able to read your script and have it appearing in front of your eye without anyone seeing it, or you were able to kind of, you know, do that hashtag thing that they often do with audiences, would that have been useful? It probably would. I think today is an interesting announcement, though, from Meta, because they have announced the Ray-Ban Display. And this is Meta's newest and most advanced model. And it has a discrete heads-up AR augmented reality display on the inside of the right lens again. And that screen can show text, it shows notifications, but it also shows things like directions without blocking your view.
That's important, so without blocking your view, because immediately what I have in mind, can you imagine if you were wearing one of these when you're driving, and suddenly your concentration goes into the top right-hand corner of the right lens?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's the great thing, I think, about this new model that they've done. I think they're going to, in Ireland, they're going to start at about €740. So not cheap. And yes, right now, definitely designed for tech enthusiasts, but also I think for professionals who need information at a glance. If you work with your hands and you need information, you can get it. The AR display that you have inside your glasses, I think cleverly Meta have added a wristband for gesture control. There's a camera, there's speakers, and obviously the microphones. I've worn a pair, Matt, of the Wayfarers over the last 6 months, on and off. And you know, I didn't think I'd like them, but the sound is good. I find them really useful. I suppose the glasses, as opposed to kind of the full kind of immersive smart glasses, say, that Apple have done with their Apple Vision Pro.
Listener wants to know, can you live stream when using them?
I think you can. That's a really great question. And I think you will be able to do that. And also, I know, for instance, the Snapchat spectacles, which have, I remember buying the first pair of Snapchat spectacles. I'm not a big Snapchat user, but their new version, I think Spectacles 4, are specifically designed for social media content creators. The new Meta glasses, you know, that's going to have a 3K camera. So for content creation, yeah, that is brilliant.
Yeah, but I suppose a lot of people say, you know, anyone can take a photograph of you in the street or take video, but at least you know that they're pointing a phone or a camera at you. Now it could be just somebody wearing a pair of glasses looking at you is filming you.
And that was a really, that was a challenge that Google had with Google Glasses. Okay, everyone knew they were Google Glasses because they looked different to everything else. It's really important. There is a light that lights up when the camera has been used on the Meta Glasses, and that's important. And other makers have put that in as well, because obviously privacy and surveillance remain challenges that the makers have had to deal with, but they are dealing with it very well.
Where are they getting these glasses from, Meta?
Well, that's an interesting question, because it turns out there's an article in the Financial Times that reveals that despite Meta's public stance regarding China and trying to be less reliant, they are very reliant on a Chinese hardware company called Gore-Tec. And Gore-Tec are manufacturing Meta's new smart glasses, and they have also been acquiring other companies to tighten their control over the key components that goes in, that go into these glasses. So despite the fact that Gore-Tec is a stable and reliable supplier, the fact is that Meta have little choice but to work with them at the moment. And that kind of highlights a contradiction between Meta's business operations and its public-facing policy regarding alignment with China.
Okay, if Meta has these glasses, how long before we get something very similar from Apple and Google maybe reviving its old Google Glass?
Google did try to revive Google Glass for industry. It didn't really do so well. I think they may revisit it. For us, I suppose, in Ireland, it's about when will Apple Vision Pro be released here, because it's available in the UK. Prices, Matt, in the UK, I mean, we're talking about something that is almost 10 times the price of the Google, of the Meta Wayfarers I was talking about. £3,500 sterling.
Well, what'd you get for that?
For an Apple Vision Pro.
What's in it?
It is a mixed reality headset. It's not a pair of glasses. And the Vision Pro was Apple's first entry into this market. But it gives you this fully immersive experience, and it blends the digital content with the physical world. If anybody has been watching Destination X on the US or the UK version on the BBC, they're using headsets that I think are probably the Apple Vision Pros. And so you can shut off the outside world and just watch a movie or play a game or look at your screen, or you can see a mixture of the real world and your own world. It kind of takes us back to that whole idea of the metaverse, but perhaps, I think, stories are that the production capability of Apple for these has been cut down. Response has been slow. I think they are just probably too much right now. Whereas Meta, with the Wayfarer, with the Ray-Ban glasses, I think they've found the perfect middle
ground. Okay, a couple of very quick things, Andy, to finish. Does Mark Zuckerberg still believe in that metaverse nonsense?
I think nonsense is your word, not mine.
I'm trying to lead you there, Andy.
However, I think, yes, this is all part of it, Matt. Look very carefully at what he's doing. He comes in for a lot of criticism. He's created an incredible company with incredible reach, and they are building better and better products.
Okay.
So all of these will thread together to give us, I think, the metaverse that he envisioned.
And does that mean everybody's going to be wearing glasses in the future?
I think, Matt, we will all be connected far more than we are now. We will be far more aware of our surroundings, and also think about the benefits for society, for medicine, for learning that products like this bring us.
Let's see what Johnny Ive comes up with for OpenAI. Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.